Senator Goldwater on?
No, shall I put him on here?
Yes, please.
All right. He's on the line.
Hello, Senator.
Yes, hello.
Just a moment. Yes, sir.
The president said to quietly find out if General Eisenhower's in town today. Bundy might know, or General Goodpasture might know.
Sure. And tell him that Senator Goldwater's holding on 91.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Hello?
Hello?
Just a moment, sir.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Barry?
Yeah, Mr. President, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Well, Chris, I've had better days, but I can't complain.
Did you get over that operation?
Yeah, it's going to be a long, slow one. It's one of those things, but it's coming along. I think I'm doing fine.
How about my buying you a cup of coffee sometime?
Well, hell, I don't drink it, but I'll take it cold for a good purpose.
I'll give you a good, anything you want. I'll send my car out and get you, and I thought, I don't know whether you want to or not, but I thought I might, if you're interested at all, get either Cy Vance or General Wheeler to tell you what our latest reports were, and kind of show you one or two things we've done.
Well, then, Mr. President, I've got a leave this evening. In fact, I've just been home taking a little nap.
Damn, I apologize. I bet I waked you up.
No, you didn't.
Man wakes me up in the afternoon. I cuss him, and they always do it Sunday afternoon. Well, let me send my car out, and you come by and have a drink with me, and whatever time's convenient, you can get on away whenever you want to.
I'm going to have trouble this trip, but I'll be back here in about 2 weeks. Going to take a rain check.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Love for you, too.
I'm in pretty bad shape right now. My back is... It kind of hurts, and I'd rather be a little more up the snuff.
Well, just love to you. I don't have a thing in the world in mind, except I want you to know anything that you'd like to know or that you need to know or that would be helpful for you to know about what your government's doing and that I'd like to make available to you. And you're always welcome as long as I'm here. And I just enjoy chewing the rag with you. And I saw where... you're working on our Central Arizona thing, and I just didn't recognize you, didn't realize you're in town. I got in about 3 o'clock, and I've been meeting with these steel and labor boys, and I got rid of them over to EOB, and they're trying to hammer out there.
Trying to work that out?
No, it looks mighty, they're both mighty hard now. There's a good deal of difference between them, too, and they're kind of getting their feet in concrete. I don't know what to, it didn't look at all encouraging.
Well, frankly, I wouldn't give it too much worry because I don't think it's going to have too much effect one way or the other.
Well, I just sure hope it doesn't, but anything, it carries us down a little bit. The economy is doing pretty good now, and...
Yeah.
And,
I don't think this is going to have the effect you think it might have. I think the economy is going, in a way, particularly, you're going to have to spend some more money and, that's going to help steel, and I wouldn't be too goddamn worried about it.
Tell you what I'm trying to do. I've got task forces at work in every department to see what old programs can be eliminated. And I've got between $1 billion and $2 billion that they can cut back for this year, and a good many in 67. It takes a little time in some of the other. But I've gotten damn near everything added to in the Congress that have got along. I got military pay doubled. Want to have civilian pay doubled. I've got housing doubled. Well, it'll override me if I do. And I think I might near got to if they go as high as they're talking about.
I don't think they'll override you.
And Jerry Ford told me the other night, and I was talking to him about the military thing. I didn't get one vote to get his, and he thought he just went too far. Comes at a very inopportune time, too, in these steel negotiations. If government breaks through and doubles things up, why, then you can't ask a company to behave itself or the steel workers either.
Well, that's for sure, but I wouldn't be too much concerned, frankly, about that steel thing. I think we've always been over apprehensive about what a dollar or two on steel might do. I don't think it has the big effect that people think it might have. Now, we're on the minus side of steel right now as far as imports, exports go, and we're still doing all right. More and more of the stuff they're building with synthetics. I wouldn't stay awake and worry about it.
You going to come back in a couple of weeks?
I'm going to be back here the 14th and 15th along in there, and I'd love to see you just to sit down for old times.
Well, just let me know, and we'll heist one or two. And
what do I do?
Just call the Quiet House switchboard and tell them that you won't talk to the president, and they'll connect you.
Well,
and if I happen to be away or out or something, just talk to Marvin Watson. He's a Texas boy, John Conley.
I could make it today, but
I just love to.
Well, I was up at midnight, and I haven't been back to sleep, and I had this damn Republican meeting this morning in the Central Arizona Project.
How'd you do on Central Arizona? Did you got any opposition?
Oh, there's opposition. The bird watchers and all that, the conservationists, they'll re-pop them all along, but I'm one of them myself. Got to sort of get to bed with them. I think we'll do all right. It's,
Were you for a House committee?
Yes. And Aspinall did a hell of a good job.
He's a pretty competent fella, isn't he?
Well, he's one of the best I've ever known. I've worked with him 10 years before I ever heard of the Senate.
Uh-huh.
I've known the Interstate Exchange Commission.
Somebody was telling me the other day on my desalinization program that he knew more about it than my people did, and I got him down here, and everybody thought that he was quite helpful, and he was very constructive. And
well, I think he is, and I think that's one of the great programs you've got to keep pushing. I told him today, I said, today is close at hand. We don't need hydroelectric dams anymore. All we need is atomic power and desalinization. We've got our hat. And I don't think we're too far off.
Fine. Give my regards to your wife, and you call me now when you come back here. And if there's anybody you want to brief you, if you want Admiral Rayburn, any of them to keep you informed on anything that we got that you want, why, you just feel free to call on him.
Look, Mr. President, if I ever get back into politics, I'll be the Senate. I don't need any briefing. I think the more I stay out west, the better I like it.
I know it, but I feel the same way, but I want you to know it's available to you, and all you got to do is pick up the phone and call.
I appreciate it, Martin. I can tell you, and I will.
Thank you, man.